Hello, hello, ladies and gentlemen. We have another episode of Coffee and Pages. I am your host, Earl, the author. I'm very honored, to be here. Thank you again for tuning in. And I want to give a shout out to everyone that's been subscribing my website and also taking the time to subscribe to my podcast. I see you guys. Thank you again for taking a chance on me. I'm still new to this podcasting game. So thank you for all the love that I get via social media. But let's get right into it, man. This episode, I kind of want to talk about some of the challenges that I face as a writer. And I kind of want to see how you guys feel as well, because I know I can't be the only one going through this. So some of the challenges that I face while being a writer, and some solutions that I do. So this is more of the things that I'm going through and how I try to fix it. And I would love feedback, man. If I can help anyone out, that's awesome. But please feel free to critique me anyway. If you have a different way that you handle things, please let me know via social media. Hit me up on my website, email me, whatever. Let us link, let's network, and let's get it done. Go for me. And this is not in any particular order. I mean, I wrote this down over the last week or so. So, editing while writing. I'm a stickler. I'm a perfectionist. And for me, things gotta be perfect. So my thing is I'm always tempted to go back previous days of work and just add it until it's perfect. It is extremely, extremely overwhelming. And my issue is that it doesn't matter what I do, the scene that I'm trying to create, the image that I'm trying to, bring to life, it would never be perfect. Because I can always think of something new to do, or something new to take out, or try to create something all over again. But that's my issue. So what I've been doing to kind of help that situation is I just try to continue where I left off. Like, the first thing I do when I sit down, when I get my paper out, my laptop or whatnot, I continue where I left off. So like once I get caught up with what I'm doing currently, when it comes to writing, I just want to be able to leave the previous work that I've done alone. But the point blank, that's kind of works for me. If you have any tips or want to get tips, please let me know. So secondly, with being a children's author, some of the things I talk about come from experience. Some other things come from my friends that I went through growing up. And sometimes I like to do research. So for me, research is very, very important, especially now since I'm working on this psychological thriller called Welcome User 26. I'm doing so much. So it's called Welcome User 26. It's a psychological thriller. Not to give too much away, but basically about a bunch of black kids at school, using social media, to do the classes. One of the guys is being kind of weird, and the rest to come. I don't want to give too much away. But for me, research is very, very important. Extensive research for me is even better. But there is only so much you can actually do. There's so much time devoted in a day that I have to kind of dedicate myself to do research. Because otherwise, I would never start writing. I would get so caught up in my research that I just won't start writing at all. So what I do is I try to devote an actual time for specific research. So let's say, for instance, okay, I kind of want to know more about this particular scene that I want to shoot or I want to write. Let me spend 15 minutes or 20 minutes searching, you know, the web, see what I can find. You know, so I can try to get, you know, to get my bearings, to figure out if I'm going the right direction. So number three, keep in mind, this is in no particular order. This is how I wrote it down when I was, you know, doing other stuff. Being distracted by the internet. Don't you love the internet? Don't you love it? It is a gift and it is a curse. So for me, sitting down on my laptop to write, I find myself always checking my email, hopping on Instagram, hopping on Facebook, looking at what's going on TikTok, looking at what's going on Twitter. And then I start checking out, you know, links. And then when I look up, I'm down a rabbit hole on YouTube, looking at people getting their teeth taken out. Or I'm looking at the videos, right? I have this thing where I go on YouTube and I look up like wisdom tooth extractions. I do not know why. And I have this thing about dandruff now. So I'm looking at a bunch of dandruff videos or whatever. Or here's my favorite. I look at a bunch of different videos for like chiropractors and how they, you know, snap the neck and the back and do the body alignments and adjustments. I've been down that rabbit hole for some reason the past. So what I do now, or at least what I try to do, is that I have to remember that I have a job to do. So first thing first, that I try my best to get some work done before I even try to log, you know, off. So I'll try to make sure that I give myself, you know, a deadline and give myself a goal to do before I decide to hop online and play around on Instagram, Facebook, answering questions or, you know, things along that line. And also, I get rid of my phone. I put my phone, you know, next to my desk. I have a little cupboard. I throw it inside a little cupboard to make sure I don't get tempted to play any games I have on hand, or going on Amazon looking at reviews for my books, which is Barney, the Boy in Barambas, and Babs to the Rescue, available on Amazon right now. Check it out. Shameless plug. I don't care. It's my podcast. It is what it is. Don't hate me. Let's see what else. What else? Oh. For me, big thing for me is overwriting. I know it sounds crazy, but for me, not being able to stop writing, even when the point that I'm making has already been explained and done with, I still want to write more. I still try to find a way to justify. I have 7 more sentences I can use to describe what I'm talking about, but I've done it in 2. But so my solution for that is always have an editor. Now, granted, I'm writing children's books, but it's always good to have an editor, someone you can trust to let you know, hey, Daryl, you're doing too much. There's only so many ways you can describe I'm happy. There's only so many ways you can describe Babs open up the door. I don't need to have 13 sentences describing, you know, the same thing. But having an editor, man, having someone that you can trust to help you out. That is very, 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 very important. And then here goes my favorite. Negative feedback. Negative feedback. My first book that I did, Barney, the Boy in Barambas, everyone liked it. This guy from, I think, Russia, I was looking at my reviews on Amazon, and it came through in Russian, so there's an option to be able to translate to English. And not to quote the guy, but I'll just paraphrase it. He liked the story, but said it made no sense. He was saying, all of a sudden, Barney gets happy because, you know, Bab throws him the birthday party. It's unrealistic. And I'm like, okay, that's cool, but keep in mind, I wrote this when I was 7 in the second grade. I kind of got, you know, pissed off and was mad. I wanted to find this guy and rip him a new one and say, bro, like, I was a kid. I didn't know the functionality of the real world. Like, I just figured, like, give me cake, give me presents, I'm happy. I didn't know that there's more to happiness than gifts. I was 7. But be that as it may, you know, that was still in my eyes, negative feedback from the book that I did when I was 7 in the second grade. So I kind of took that personally. So I kind of have that review here. I have it in places inside my office, so it kind of like reminds me to always go hard. Matter of fact, I need to reach out to him to let him know that my Bab book came out. I ought to give him a copy and say, read this one, and let me know, you know, how it is. So a way to kind of deal with that in a more positive way, and I won't lie, this one I had to look up. I need to research about this one because I have my own ways that I deal with things. I know you have your way that you deal with things when it comes to negative feedback or negative reviews or whatever. But it's important to know that if you are sensitive to negative feedback, it may be best not to read them. That's it. You know, if you do not like to receive any type of criticism, you don't like to be critiqued, and you know you have an issue, it may be best just not to read it. I mean, still create your work. Your work has value. I believe that there is a market and there's a niche and there's someone who needs to read what you're writing. But yeah, just don't read it. Just don't read it. Let's see, what else did I write down? What else did I write down? Something else that interesting. Ooh. Multiple projects. If you're like me, you love to gamble so much at one time, it makes no sense. I love to stretch myself thin. Pause. I feel like the more that I have to do, the more happy I am. In theory, like right now, it is 12:21 a.m. I just got done doing my homework. I should be watching Godzilla versus King Kong in my Papa John's right now, making a smoothie or something like that. But no, I want to rock out with you guys and make sure I get my podcast in, you know, before winding down. And it's almost damn near 1 o'clock in the morning. So this is my wind down time. So being able to juggle several projects at a single time is a gift. I feel like it isn't, you know, made for everyone to do it, but if you can do it and do it well, I do applaud you. I do feel like I kind of stress myself thin. I never had an issue where I wasn't able to get anything done. It was just the fact that, man, here it is, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning, and, you know, I should be sleeping or whatever. But, you know, sometimes you got to burn that midnight oil, man, and get it, man. If you want it, if you're hungry, you got to get it. You got to make these sacrifices, man. It ain't going to come, you know, to you. You got to get it, so. And then, you know, the solution, it just be discipline. Just be disciplined. If you choose to do multiple projects at one time, be disciplined with the time that you are exalting out. Make sure you have time for yourself. If you're juggling 3, 4, 5 things, make sure you get your me time. Your me time is so critical. Like, I'm starting to get into meditation, you know, talking with, you know, God. You know, I'm a Christian, so that's you know, my religion, whatever you believe in, it is what it is. I'm not here to judge you, talk to you need to talk to. But for me, Christianity works for me. But being able to talk to God, being able to meditate, being able to pray, you know, taking 20 minutes or something around that line and just breathe. Hear yourself breathe in the morning. You know, I take my dog out. You know, we are blessed and fortunate to have a backyard, so I don't have to necessarily walk my dog around the block or whatever. I go open up the back door and she would just run out at her leisure or whatever. But yeah, man, just being able to be out there and be with nature and just breathe in and take in that air and just thank God and just, you know, make sure your oars right before I start my work day. For me, always a plus. Then last but not least, which I think is kind of the most important, maybe I should have did this first, but writer's block. Who hasn't had writer's block? Tell me one writer that you know, that you love, that you trust, that you vibe with, that you spend money with, that has not had writer's block at one point in their life. It happens to all of us. So the problem with writer's block is that it can hit you anytime. Anytime. You can get stuck with your blank. Like, there's been times where I'm trying to get done with this sentence and then boom. I can't write nothing for 3 days. Or I'm trying to finish this quote, or I'm trying to finish this conversation between these two characters, and I can't think of nothing that sounds good enough to, you know, to write down. Happens a lot. Like I said, as it stands, one of the biggest challenges for me as a writer. So, one of the best solutions to do is take a break for a couple days. Return back to work fresh. You know, it doesn't mean that you might need to take, you know, some more time too. It might not happen. But, you know, just take a break from it. Take a break from it. Breathe a little bit. Go play a video game. Go outside. Go jogging. Go shopping. You know, do whatever you need to do to decompress. So when you come back to your novel, when you come back to your story, come back to your blog, whatever you're doing, you're fresh, you're renewed, you're happy, you know, you're ready to get it in, ready to get to work, ready to get to work. And then also, if you are completely out of fresh ideas, try some creative writing to get yourself started. Like, do a list, do a word bubble, you know, do one of those other fun, creative things that us artsy-fartsy people do, you know, play darts, you know, whatever, do something. But yeah, man, you know, that's kind of what I wanted to talk about today on my podcast, Coffee and Pages. Oh, I'm super excited, by the way, tomorrow, or I guess today, I will be on a podcast, one of my friends, her name is Khadijah, and I want to make sure, excuse me, that I say the right name where the podcast is, because, you know, that's important, very, very important. All right, it is called Besties in Biz. Besties in Biz. I will be on my podcast tomorrow at 8 p.m. Eastern Pacific Time. And I just got done doing another podcast last week. Actually, it was Saturday, I believe, for Girl Talk. The Girl Talk podcast. And I have all that put up on my social media. You guys can follow them, follow their podcast, see what they got going on, and, you know, keep it funky, keep it fresh. But I want to thank you again for tuning in to another episode of Coffee and Pages. I am your host, Daryl the Author. Thank you again for tuning in and listening. Please, please, please go to my website, subscribe, and go ahead and get your free copy of a story that I wrote. I'm thinking about putting it into an anthology, but you get a sneak peek. I won't say too much. Go ahead and subscribe and hit that download link to get your free, you know, couple paragraphs of my story that I wrote, and give me feedback. Tell me if you like it or not. All right, guys, take it easy. See you next time.